Now, as in many other parts of the world, documentary filmmaking has been going through a period of great creativity in the Czech Republic in recent years. Among the young generation of documentary makers is Jan Gebert, who also works as a journalist. He is Ian Willoughby's guest in this week's edition of One on One.
Efforts to commemorate ethnic Germans murdered by Czechs during a wave of post-war expulsions have frequently led to heated debate. One such controversy is the subject of Jan Gebert's debut documentary, Stone Games. It follows a vocal campaign by a group of locals to remove a monument to 8 Sudeten Germans killed in the North Bohemian town of Nový Bor in 1945. The protesters are led by an eccentric would-be politician, and their cause attracts the attention of national figures, including now presidential candidate Miloš Zeman. Ahead of the cinematic release of Stone Games this week, Jan Gebert discussed the background to the film, which he shot in 2011.
The monument was erected like 5 years ago, I think. And the idea came from the relatives of the victims, that were tortured and killed right after the Second World War. And they had this idea to construct a monument to commemorate those victims and asked the town hall for an approval. And they gave it to them.
And a couple of years later, this group of local men started criticizing the monument and calling for it to be pulled down.
Yes, exactly. It was funny. I have no idea why it became an issue 3 years after it was erected. I think one of the strongest incentives was given by the former Prime Minister Miloš Zeman, who visited the cemetery, and he started to back those protesters against the monument, so they felt more confident probably and started to promote it as a big local issue in town.
And what are their arguments against the monument?
Their argument is that it is a monument to Nazis, because they found out that 3 people out of 8 that are on the monument were members of the Hitler's party, and one of them was even a member of SS. But I think it roughly matches the proportion that was there during the Second World War. If you too randomly, I think 9 people, you would probably get 3 of them would be members of the Hitler's party, because roughly the third of the population of Sudetenland was really had membership in that party.
Some people listening to this will say, okay, the massacres that were committed against Germans at the end of the war were a crime, but still a monument bearing the name of Nazis in this town is a reason for protest, because it's offensive perhaps to the memory of people, Czechs who suffered in the war, or maybe some of these protesters had family members who were affected.
I don't agree with that point, because I don't think those people were killed for being Nazis. Those people were killed for being Germans. There was no trial, and those people were just tortured for one day, and afterward they were killed. The monument is not there to commemorate the membership in the Hitler's party or for being Nazis. The monument is there to commemorate that atrocity that was committed by Czechs. I don't agree with that point that it is a monument to Nazis, really. It's just a pretext for some nationalistic games that I cannot relate to, really.
And these protesters, who are they? What's their politics? Are they left-wing, right-wing? Where are they coming from on the political spectrum?
It's a funny thing. It's like with all the extremists, all the nationalists, they're mostly from both the left and right. It's just an issue that, you know, connects to both extremes of the political spectrum. So there are communists, they're a member of Jana Bobošíková, the candidate for presidency party. There are members of different, you know, movements and different groups. But what they have in common is that they probably don't like European Union, that they don't like Czech Republic to be part of, you know, West.
And they're anti-German.
Yeah, and they're anti-German. That goes hand in hand with hatred toward the West, I think.
Tell me, how do they react to you coming, a Prague intellectual coming to film them and not sharing their view on this issue?
It had some disadvantages, really. Because at the time I was working as a reporter for One Czech Weekly, and the first time I came there to cover that issue with the monument. I knew that sooner or later I would have to publish that thing. And afterwards there would be no way back, because everybody would know what is my point of view. And I was pretty sure about what I would write since the very beginning. So the thing is that I started to film, and I started to collect my material for my report for the weekly at the same time, but it had to be published. So I wanted to keep it unpublished as long as possible so I could film everybody, because I knew that people would stop talking to me after it would be published. And it really happened. Some of the people really stopped talking to me. And on the other hand, it had the advantage that some people felt that they could have confidence with me, and they could probably tell me something that they knew that I wouldn't abuse against them.
What's the situation now? The film, I guess, you've finished filming towards the end of 2011.
Yes.
And the situation was kind of open-ended, at least from the viewer of the film's point of view. What is the situation today?
And the monument is still there, because it's probably an issue only for a couple of people that I mentioned, for those nationalists, and they really do not represent the majority in town. So the majority either doesn't care about that or just are okay with that, I would say.
So the monument is still standing, and it will keep standing?
Probably it will, because the new leadership in town hall, town council is pretty much okay with the monument.
Among the figures in the film is Miloš Zeman, who's running for president next month and is one of the leading candidates. Also in it is Jana Bobošíková, who may be running. Do you consider it good timing for your film that they are currently in the spotlight and they're in your new documentary?
I think what the film might show is that some kind of politicians like Miloš Zeman or Jana Bobošíková are always kind of attracted to those populist topics, and probably it reveals also that the presidency attracts that kind of populists today.
One aspect of the film also that maybe won't come across from what we've been speaking about so far is that it's quite amusing that some of your protagonists, particularly this one guy called Pavel Danis, is quite an eccentric character, and they're funny.
Yeah, it was very funny. Yeah, some situation that he created was really like a one-man show sometimes. And I was really happy to have him, really, because it starts with his costume that he sometimes wore, his leather coat, and
he's got a little man bag as well.
Man bag that looks like a lady's bag a little bit. And all that kind of things. And he was really funny. There was always something going on around him. And it was really funny to follow this kind of character going hand in hand almost with big politicians like Miloš Zeman, taking him really seriously, or pretending to taking him seriously.
And you were saying as well that Zeman told this guy Danis not to wear the purple leather coat.
Yeah, because it was kind of paradoxical situation, because this costume that I roughly described really looks like a Nazi kind of uniform. So it was very funny that he was going against this monument of Nazis and wearing this. And Miloš Zeman was probably aware of that situation being very strange. So he forbid it. But he forbid it to wear it for political meetings. But Pavel Danis...
Who was in his party.
He was in his... Yeah, I didn't mention that. Pavel Danis joined the party of Miloš Zeman and started to make a career. He became a leader in town of Miloš Zeman's party. So when they both were attending political meetings, he was sometimes wearing this funny Nazi coat. And Miloš Zeman said, no, you shouldn't wear this. It looks like a coat of Nazis. But Pavel Danis still wore it sometimes, because he has his own decisions.
And his own style.
Yeah, his own style. Yeah. It's very unique.